You are listening to the GTT podcast from the Canadian Council of the Blind.
Hello, my name is Jerry Chevalier. Welcome to this ninth episode of the series Using Windows from the Keyboard, hosted by the Canadian Council of the Blind Get Together with Technology program. Today is July 1, 2020. Happy Canada Day, everyone. The topic for today is the Microsoft Office Backstage View, and in particular, the Save As dialog. I want to begin this discussion with a comment about the screen reader. There's a lot of controls in the Backstage View and in the Save As dialog, so it's important that you're familiar with the way your screen reader can announce the current control and its contents. When I'm teaching beginners to screen readers, they quickly learn that screen reader key plus T will read the screen title of the current window. And of course, this is a very useful keystroke. But there's a companion keystroke to that, and that is screen reader key plus the tab key. So for example, JAWS key plus tab, NVDA key plus tab, and narrator key plus tab. This keystroke will announce the current control and its contents. So when you're tabbing around complicated dialogues with a lot of controls, you may need to remind yourself where you're currently focused. So if you use screen reader key and T to read the title 100 times a day, I would say you should probably be using screen reader key plus tab 200 times a day to make sure you know where you're focused. When you're working through this exercise, if you're not sure which control you're on, remind yourself screen reader key plus tab. When you launch Microsoft Office apps like Word, PowerPoint, or Excel, you are placed in the Backstage View. The Backstage View replaces the traditional file menu that we used to have in Microsoft apps. And indeed, you can get to the Backstage View the same way we used to get to the file menu. You can press Alt plus F, that's the shortcut to open up the Backstage View from your document. As its name implies, Backstage View facilitates behind-the-scenes activities. Everything you need to do in your document is done by typing text or by using the ribbon commands. Everything that you need to do to a document that you can't do in the document is done through the Backstage View. For example, starting a new document, opening a document, saving a document, printing a document, changing document properties, such as adding a password or adding an author tag, and changing options of the program itself. So in the case of Word, for example, you would find the options dialog for changing Word settings in the Backstage View. Let's investigate the Backstage View in Microsoft Word. I want you all to open an existing Word document by finding it and pressing Enter. Or you can open Word by itself, tap the Windows logo key, and in the search box, type Word. And when you hear or see Word app on the search results, just press Enter to open it. If you have opened Word by itself and not an existing document, you will be placed in the Backstage View. So just press Escape to get out of the Backstage View and focus on the body of your empty document. Type a word or two because we want to actually have something in your document. From your new or existing document that you've opened, press Alt F to open the Backstage View. You will be placed in a list of Backstage categories. Use the up and down arrow to investigate this list of categories. At any time, you can always press Escape to exit the Backstage View and return to your document. As you arrow up and down the list of categories, controls for each of those categories will be displayed. You can navigate the controls with Tab and Shift Tab. The new category allows you to explore document templates, which are not available if you just use the Control and shortcut to start a new document. The Backstage Open and Save As categories are not the same as the standard Windows Open and Save As. Microsoft has developed non-standard Open and Save As dialogs in support of the Office 365 cloud storage capabilities. For example, arrow to the Open Backstage View category and press Tab multiple times to explore its controls. If you press Tab enough times, you'll come back to the category list. You have probably noticed that the controls are different than the standard Windows Open dialog. You can get the standard Windows Open dialog by pressing Control F12 or Control O. Here again, we have choices in Windows. You may prefer the Backstage Open that we're exploring now, or you may prefer the traditional Windows Open dialog that you get with Control O or Control F12. Neither is better than the other, but you may prefer one over the other depending on the circumstances. For example, notice in the Backstage Open that you have a recently used files list. This may be useful and is not in the standard Windows Open dialog. You can even press Applications key on the files in this recently used list and pin them to the list, just like pinning files to the jump list on the Windows taskbar. Similarly, the Backstage Save As category uses a different dialog than the standard Windows Save As dialog. The standard Windows Save As dialog can be launched with the F12 key. So Control F12 is the standard Windows Open dialog. F12 by itself launches the standard Windows Save As dialog. If you press Control S to save a new document that has not yet been saved, you will open the Backstage Save As dialog, not the standard Windows Save As dialog. If you want the standard Windows Save As dialog, just press Escape in that case, and then press F12. Some people, including myself, don't really like the Backstage Open and the Backstage Save As. We prefer the standard Windows Save As, which is launched by F12, and we prefer the standard Open dialog, which is launched by Control F12 or Control O. I prefer the standard Windows Open and Save As from other Microsoft apps, so I also prefer to use them in Office apps. You can investigate the Backstage Open and Save As dialogs on your own. I will discuss the standard Windows Save As shortly. Let's look at some other Backstage View categories. Arrow up and down the list of categories to the Info category. Tab through the Info controls. There's a lot you can do here in this category. The Info category allows you to share a file, add a password to a file, add properties to a file, such as a title, company name, subject name, author name. You can also protect an unprotected file, add search keywords, and more. Have you got a file with private information in it and you want to ensure nobody can read it except you? The Info tab is where you can add a password to that file. Have you ever received a downloaded file or attached file on an email that was protected? You cannot edit those documents, but you can unprotect them from the Info category of Backstage View. With the protected document open, press Alt-F to reach the Backstage View, arrow down to the Info category, and then tab over to the Enable Editing button and press Spacebar. The document is now unprotected and you can edit it. Be sure you trust the source of this document before you unprotect it. Microsoft Word, Excel, and other Office documents can have macros built in, which are little programs. Some nasty people have created macros that can cause malware to be entered into your computer. So you want to be very sure that before you enable editing, which enables these little programs, that you trust the source of the document. Note that adding a title in the Backstage Info category is very useful, especially if you plan to save your document in HTML format. This title is not the same as the title you would type in your document. It becomes a property of the document file itself and is only viewed when you look at the document properties. However, if you save your document in HTML format because you want to later include it on a web page, that title that you put in the properties will become the title of the web page. The share button in the info category allows you to share a document by uploading it to a cloud service such as OneDrive or by attaching it to an email. The info account category lets you work with your Microsoft 365 account. And the backstage options category lets you work with the Word program settings. The backstage print category lets you print your document and print preview your document. The backstage close category is something you can press enter on to close your document. This is exactly the same as pressing Control F4 to close the document or Alt F4 when you exit Word. Both of those shortcuts will bring up the Save As dialog if you haven't saved the document. It's a good idea to explore the backstage view in other Office apps because they differ from one app to the other. For example, in Outlook, the info category would give you access to your email account settings and the Outlook data file properties. Remember, if you start Word with an empty document, you're always placed in the backstage view. So you can just press Escape to exit the backstage view and be placed in your empty document. That concludes the introduction to the backstage. Save As dialog. Let's examine the Windows standard Save As dialog. I'm going to let you explore the backstage Save As category on your own. I prefer the standard Windows Save As, which we'll explore now. I'm used to it in other Windows programs, so I like to also use it in Office programs. Much of what I'm going to explain in the Save As dialog is also the same in the Windows Standard Open dialog, because they're very, very similar. From your document, press F12 to launch the standard Windows Save As dialog. Note, if you're in a new document that you haven't saved and you press Control S, this will not trigger the standard Windows Save As. It will trigger the backstage Save As. That's okay, but if you don't want the backstage Save As, just press Escape, go back to your document, and then press F12 to launch the standard Windows Save As. When the standard Windows Save As opens, you are placed in an Edit combo box for the file name. This is the file name under which your document is going to be saved. For new documents, Word will attempt to fill in this file name for you using the first line of your document. But of course, you can type your own name. Typing the period DOCX at the end of the file name is optional. Windows is going to make sure there's a DOCX at the end when it saves the document. This is a drop-down edit box, so you can use Alt-Down arrow to find a list of previous file names that you have used. I never do that because I don't particularly find that useful. You may also type an entire path in front of your file name. For example, /users/Jerry/documents/name of file. But that's pretty tedious. You can find the folder where you want to save the document in the folder's list view. We're going to talk about that shortly. However, I will say that typing a drive letter in front of your file name could be useful. For example, if you typed F:// in front of your file name, that will cause Microsoft Word to save that document on your external drive that's plugged into drive letter F. Let's tab forward through all the controls in the Save As dialog. The navigation is circular, so we're eventually going to come back to this file name box. Tab wants to get to the Save As file type category list. Typically, you're going to save your document as a Word document, which is file type DOCX. This is the default. However, you can arrow down through this list of file type choices to save the document in a different file type. You might want to choose Word 97, the old DOC format, if you know you're going to be sending this file to somebody that has a very old computer. Maybe they cannot read DOCX documents. You could save it as TXT, plain text, PDF, or even HTML. These choices would be useful if you wanted to ensure your document could be read on other computers that don't have the Microsoft Word program. If you choose HTML, which is the language of the web, be sure you choose web-filtered HTML, because the filtered HTML removes a lot of Microsoft Office overhead tags that you don't need. HTML is also the file type you need if you want your document to be used as a web page somewhere. It's also a universal file type because every computer can read an HTML document with their browser. Mac computers, PC computers, smartphones, tablets. A browser is a program such as Firefox, Chrome, Microsoft Edge, or Safari in the iOS devices. We don't want to change the file type here, so if you did do some arrowing around, be sure you arrow back to the top and choose the default Microsoft Word DOCX file type. Now I want you to continue to tab multiple times until you get to the Save button. There's a number of controls you're tabbing over, which are not really necessary except in rare circumstances. So just tab multiple times until you get to the Save button. The Save button is the final button you're going to activate when you're ready to save the file. Listen to your screen reader and note that it has a shortcut key Alt plus S, so you don't have to actually tab all the way back to this button to do the save. You can save your document from anywhere in the Save As dialog by just pressing Alt S. Tab once more and we arrive at the Cancel button. If you activate the Cancel button, you're going to exit the Save As dialog, same as pressing Escape, and return to your document. Tab again and you're going to reach a button that says Up to this PC. If you activate this, it'll set your folder list to the This PC list. This control could be useful if you need to save your document to an external drive, because you can find your external drives through the This PC list. For now, let's ignore this control and just press Tab. You come to the All Locations control. You can ignore this and press Tab. Now you come to an Organize button. This allows you to do a number of things that can also be done using the Applications key in the Folder List view, which we're going to reach shortly. So again, you can just press Tab to ignore it. Now you come to the Search box, which is also directly available with the shortcut Control plus E. You can type a search string here to help you find files on your computer. Arrow down the search results and press Enter on the file you want. This will reset your folder view to the folder that contains the file you just found. And I don't use the search box because I find it easier to navigate to the folder I need directly from the folder list view. Press Tab to ignore this search field. We now come to the tree view of your folders and files. You can arrow down this tree and press right arrow to open any of its branches, that is, subfolders. A branch of the tree equates to a subfolder. Press right arrow to open the branch, press left arrow to close the branch. You may have branches of branches, which are subfolders within subfolders. In any event, you would just continue pressing right arrow to open each branch or sub-branch, press left arrow to close it, and when you finally reach the folder that you're interested in, press Enter. That will reset the folder list view to that folder. Press Tab to move away from the tree view. We finally reach the list view of folders and files, which in my view is the most important control in this entire Save As dialog. We had to press Tab a lot of times to get here, but you can reach it much more quickly by just pressing Shift Tab twice when you first launch the Save As dialog and you're focused on the file name edit box. Press Shift Tab twice from the file name edit box and you'll come to the list view. This list view is very important because we can do so much with it. It will be the default documents folder if you open Word with no document, or it will be the folder that contains the document you selected to open with Word. So if you navigate to a Word document and press Enter to open it, this folder list view will be that folder. You can usually tell which folder you're in by its contents because you recognize your own folder names and file names. However, you can use your screen reader or view cursor to find the name of the currently open folder. It's just below the title bar. We're going to come back to this folder list view shortly. For now, press Tab one more time from the list view and you come to a header control. You can arrow across this control and you will find each column heading of your folder list view. You can sort and filter by these column headers, but in my view, that's not necessary, and it's difficult to turn these filters off once you turn them on. So I always avoid this header control. I think it's rather nasty and is not really a good thing for keyboard users to use. Finally, tab one more time and we come back to the file name edit box, completing our tour of the save as dialog. That's a lot of controls, but don't be daunted. 95% of the time, all I ever use in this save as dialog is the file name box and the folder list view. So let's go back to that folder list view. Press Shift Tab twice because we want to skip over that header control. And you come to the list view. Within the list view, you can arrow up and down. You can press Enter to open a folder and view its contents. You can press Backspace key to go to the parent of the current folder. If you ever get lost navigating this folder structure, you can always press Escape, go back to your document, and then press F12 again to start over. Note that the files listed in the folder list view are limited to the type of file you've selected in the files of type list. In other words, with Word, all you're going to see are the file types DOCX, unless you've chosen other file types using the files of type drop-down list. This is also true in the Windows Open dialog. If you are trying to open a file and can't find it, it might be that it is of a different type than the type of file selected in the Open Files of Type list. Also, be careful if you arrow around and focus on an actual file name. That file name is going to automatically replace the file name that's in the edit box. This is okay if you intend to replace that file with your new document. If it was a mistake, then you will need to retype your file name or press Escape and press F12 again to reopen the Save As dialog. It's important to understand that this folder list view is a standard File Explorer view. So everything you can do in File Explorer, you can do here. You may press the Delete key to delete a folder or file. You may press F2 to rename a folder or file. You can copy and paste the file to a different folder. You can even create a new folder. Press Control Space to ensure nothing is selected. Then press the Applications key. Arrow down to the new submenu, press Enter to open it, and pick Folder. You will then get the edit box to type the name of a new folder. Or, instead of the Applications key, you can also press Control-Shift-N, N for new. Control-Shift-N is the shortcut for creating a new folder. Everything you can do in File Explorer can be done here. You can basically manage all of your files and folders right from the Save As dialog. And remember, all of that capability is also available in the standard Windows Open dialog because it has the same folder list view. When you finally find the folder that you want to save your document to, press Enter to open the folder and then press Alt-S to activate the Save button. We do not have to tab all the way back to the Save button, just press Alt-S to activate it. Your file will be saved to your selected folder and the Save As dialog will close. The Open and Save As dialogs are very powerful dialogs and well worth your time to investigate them and learn them well. This concludes the episode on Backstage View and the Save As dialog. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening to the GTT podcast from the Canadian Council of the Blind. There are many ways to get in touch with us. You can call us toll-free at 1-877-304-0968. You can follow our GTT blog at gttprogram.blog. If you'd like to subscribe to our email support list, you can send a blank email to gttsupport+subscribe@groups.io. And you can follow the Canadian Council of the Blind on the web at ccbnational.com. dot